From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Friday with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Zarif in Vienna to discuss disputes that prevented nuclear negotiators from meeting a June 30th deadline for an agreement. VOA's Mariela Salinas is in Vienna.
There's no question that key disputes remain, including the pace of sanctions relief. Also, inspectors' access to Tehran's military and nuclear facilities, still very sensitive issues. Progress has been made this week. The talks are now at the ministerial level, so we have had foreign ministers from all six negotiating powers here. Also, Tehran's officials are here, and those kinds of talks are expected to continue throughout the weekend. Reporting from Vienna, Mariela Salinas, VOA News.
Negotiators from Iran and six world powers have given themselves a Tuesday deadline to come up with a comprehensive deal to lift international sanctions in exchange for Tehran scaling back its nuclear program. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is urging voters to say no in Sunday's referendum on whether the country should accept European bailout terms. Three recent polls likely voters put the yes vote narrowly ahead of the no. Greece is cut off from further European aid right now after failing Tuesday to meet a deadline of repaying $1.8 billion owed to the IMF. Witnesses are saying Boko Haram militants have executed 11 members who were accused of deserting the Islamist extremist group. Also, heavy gunfire heard on the edges of the Borno state capital, Maiduguri. Boko Haram blamed for several attacks this week and the killing of more than 150 people in the deadliest wave of violence since President Buhari took office in May. This is VOA News. Law enforcement officials across the United States boosting security for Independence Day events today after security agencies warned about potential terrorist threats aimed to the July 4th holiday. Douglas Price is with the FBI.
You know, you can have some person in their mom's basement on a computer becoming radicalized and never have to go anywhere, never leave their house. And that's the challenge for us in law enforcement, is that type of person.
Terror attacks last week in Tunisia, Kuwait, and France, in which dozens of civilians were killed, prompted U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson to issue a statement calling for an increased vigilance over the Independence Day holiday in the United States. Islamic State militants claim responsibility for the Tunisia and Kuwait attacks. Syrian observers say the ancient Muslim antiquities from Palmyra that Islamic State took from a smuggler and destroyed may have been faked. Fakes, that is, the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Friday the so-called smuggler may be an Islamic State member. It says Islamic State may be planning to sell the original statues and that ones being smashed and photographs released by the militants are fake. Even so, the chief of the UN's cultural organization, UNESCO, condemning Islamic State's apparent destruction of Muslim artifacts. Philippine authorities say the death toll from a ferry accident has risen to 50 and at least five people remain missing. More than 140 passengers were rescued or swam ashore after the ship went down on Thursday just minutes out of Ormoc City on its regular route to the Camotes Islands. An initial investigation suggests a combination of bad weather and human error led to that accident. President Obama will meet Vietnam's Communist Party leader at the White House on Tuesday for talks on trade and other issues. Nguyen Phu Trong is the first Vietnamese communist leader to visit the U.S. He'll be arriving shortly after the 40th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War between his country and the United States. Solar-powered Swiss airplane touched down in Hawaii on Friday, completing a record-breaking flight across the Pacific Ocean, which is the riskiest leg of the 35,000-kilometer trip around the world without using fuel. The Solar Impulse 2 is the brainchild of two Swiss pilots who are also scientists, Bertrand Piccard and André Borschberg, who began the project in 2002. The carbon fiber plane has a 72-meter wingspan, which is longer than the wingspan of a Boeing 747.
That's the latest world news from VOA.